Well, late last week, we learned that the Youth Justice Reform Select Committee has been disbanded, as stories broke of deep divisions inside that were stopping its interim report from being tabled. Somebody on that committee is the state member for Hervey Bay, Adrian Tantari. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Okay, so what happened? I mean, this was a positive sign. It seemed like a step in the right direction for getting something done. What happened?
Look, Andrew, what happened on Thursday night, was that the independent chair stood up in the parliament and gave a report. We had to move a motion in the parliament to allow her to do that because normally the undertakings of a chair, of a committee, are normally done in a secret manner, so that as to not prejudice individuals that are on that committee when they are deliberating on matters such as this. So the independent chair stood up in the parliament and told the parliament that due to the vote taken at that morning, the committee could not put forward an interim report, and that's what we're hoping to do, was to put forward an interim report and then move on to have further deliberations regarding getting around and speaking to more people, getting some recommendations out there for the community to look at and to listen to, and to get some more feedback on those recommendations. Unfortunately, Andrew, it didn't come to pass. The vote was taken at the committee. The way the committee was structured, because it was a bipartisan committee, we required to have 5 out of the 7 members support a motion.
And what was the motion? What didn't you agree on? What couldn't you agree on?
Well, what happened after 7 months, we consulted with victims, lawyers, youth workers, educators, you name it. We spoke to community members far and wide. And as I mentioned, at some criticism to me being out of the electorate as I travelled around trying to look for these gems that we needed and the discussions that we needed as we talked to victims of crime, what didn't happen was that we had 60 recommendations put forward. The LNP members only had 5 recommendations, of which we supported 3 of those recommendations. And mind you, we had a number of workshops in place to make sure that those recommendations were workshopped through so that we could all agree to them. And we got to the last vote and they chose to not allow the independent report. Now, the reason why they chose not to do that was because unless we as the members, the government members and the independent chair, unless we put forward a recommendation to immediately remove the principle of detention as the last resort from the Youth Justice Act, they would not vote for it. So they were not willing to move, even though we had a recommendation contained within those recommendations to review the principle of detention as the last resort. So we were going to do some further research into that and talk to key stakeholders regarding what actually doing that would do to the Youth Justice Act and to the community generally. So, Andrew, we tried our damned hardest. We are very, very angry from the government side. And mind you, what's lost in all of this is we had an independent chair who got up and was not a member of either political party, got up and said, "This is unworkable. I can't see a way forward."
Yeah, it is very disappointing. So detention as a last resort has been a bit of a bone of contention. So are you suggesting the government wasn't willing to remove that? Because magistrates have been hanging their hat on that for letting a lot of offenders back out onto the streets.
Well, as we went around the state, there was a lot of evidence given to hearings to suggest that, and we didn't hear any real evidence to suggest that removing detention as a last resort would actually lead to a reduction in crime. Because if we would have been told that by the independent advice that was out there and by people who'd come to our hearings, as I said, major stakeholders, we're talking about individuals within the criminologists, people within the youth justice system. If they'd come to us and said removing detention as a principle, as a last resort, that would have an impact. There was no evidence to support that.
Really?
What I mean by that is that Evidence from multiple stakeholders said that that recommendation, if it was removed, would increase crime and reoffending rates, would result in more children going into detention centres, would create more violent offenders, would put children on a path to becoming serious adult offenders, and create more victims of crime. That was the evidence that was given to us.
By whom? By whom, mate?
We had people, criminologists, we had people within community groups that deal with young people across the state. Many groups have come forward. The evidence is all there in the hearings. All of that was made public. The hearing evidence was made public. And anybody can go online, they can pull up the report, and they can also pull up the evidence given by individuals such as criminologists, those that work in that field, who say the removal of that actual principle of detention as a last resort from the Youth Justice Act would effectively have those what I've just listed earlier would actually have that. Now my issue with this is that we did not disagree not to look at it.
Okay.
We had it as one of the recommendations, but they chose, unless they shoehorned the government and the independent member into doing that. The LNP has a lot to answer here for this, Andrew, and I don't want to get too political on this, but it became political because they made it political. We spent 7 months running around the state making sure that we listened to victims of crime, made sure that we listened to criminologists, made sure that we listened to people in the youth justice system, to get the best evidence we possibly can to come to the 60 recommendations. Now, let me make it clear, Andrew. This was an interim report. This was not the final report. And they still chose to vote it down.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah, and they're the facts.
Okay. I'm just trying to get my head around, and I'm not trying to side it with anyone politically, but on the information I have before me, how letting repeat offenders back out on the streets reduces crime. I can't get my head around that.
No. What we're saying here is that if you're talking about serious repeat offenders, we had many recommendations in this report to ensure that serious repeat offenders were punished for repeat offending. Detention is the last resort. See, people are confused by this because the opposition has been using this as a political weapon against the government, Andrew. Detention is the last resort is a principle within the guidelines of magistrates. When they're sentencing young people. Remember, those serious offenders, those ones that commit the heinous crime, they don't even go before the Youth Justice Court. They go to the court the next up. They are treated under those crimes, particularly murder and all the other crimes that we've seen recently being perpetrated by some youth. They go to the next court, Andrew. So they're not actually handled by the youth court. So detention is the last resort. And can I just say that there may have been an option there for this committee to recommend that to be removed. But we didn't even get to that step. Mm. We didn't even get to that step because the LNP just refused to even have further discussions around that so that we could put that in our final report.
Okay. All right, mate, we'll have to wrap it up. I am aware, though, that, you know, a lot of magistrates are saying, well, look, we've got this detention as a last resort and I'd like to put them away, but that's there, so I've got to put that in consideration.
And I know we're running out of time here. I just need to make it very, very clear that it is a guiding principle. Magistrates don't have to do that.
But if it's not there, it makes it easier for them, doesn't it? If they don't have to take that into consideration, they can just base their decision without having to refer to that. It makes it easier for them to perhaps put these people behind bars.
But magistrates, Andrew, the way magistrates make their sentencing, mate, the way they do their sentencing, they don't need to take that into consideration. It is a guiding principle. In other words, they are asked to look at that as a principle to try and keep young people out of detention.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Adrian, appreciate your time this morning. As I say, disappointing for all around that positive committee is no more. So
that's right.
We'll leave it there, but appreciate your time.
No worries.